Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This week, our gospel story picks up where we left off last week. All right? The crowds are there, filled with the afflicted as well as the comfortable. The newly chosen disciples are there. Jesus is there at the center of it all. And even we are there as well, thanks to Luke. Commentators often refer to this part in Luke's gospel as the Sermon on the Plain, to differentiate it from the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew's gospel, because it says that Jesus came down with them and stood there on a level place. Now, those of us who live in Ohio understand what a level place can be. Now, maybe not as well as some of the folks we know from Nebraska. I have a friend from Nebraska who said the highest geographical point is an overpass near Omaha. All right, so they know a level place, right? In today's gospel, Jesus is doing the sermon on a plain. But I also want to use this level place as not only a geographical descriptor, but as a figure of speech where we are all on the level. Jesus came down with them to a level place. We know that Jesus is the Word made flesh who comes to dwell among us. We know that Jesus emptied himself and became like us. Valleys are lifted up and mountains and hills are laid low, and all of that greets Jesus at his coming and his ministry. It's all over Scripture. So I don't feel odd in seeing Jesus beginning this moment of teaching, trying to bring all of us on the same level. No one is higher or lower. No one is greater or lesser. We are all children of the Heavenly Father. And so last week, Jesus began to teach about blessing coming to all, even the poor and ill, those mourning and persecuted ones. Blessing even comes to those comfortable ones, along with warnings that they are not higher, better, or more important. Now, as humans, we love to rank things and rate things. We place some on pedestals and throw others off the cliff. We love a good top 10 list or a top 40 countdown. The gold medal platform is higher than the bronze, and we all want to be on top. We love to judge people to the point where we participate in American Idol finals. We vote people off the island, and we watch with much anticipation as the judges on the Great British Baking Show decide who is star baker and who has to leave the tent. From work to pleasure, the status quo of our lives has to do with ranking and judging, with putting some up and sending some down. But in this chapter of Luke's gospel, Jesus is trying to teach us what life as God's child, what life as his follower is really like. And it's nothing like that status quo. For Jesus, we are all on the level. We are all loved and forgiven, all challenged to live in love for our neighbor. All of us are loved and blessed by a God of love regardless. So if hearing the warnings in last week's gospel was difficult, then this week is even more so. Because Jesus is trying to show us what living life on the level looks like, what it means for our lives to be a child of God. And so Jesus asks us to love our enemies and do good to those who hate us. Love enemies. Do good to those who hate us, hurt us, and treat us like dirt. Can Jesus really mean that? Yes, Jesus really means it. If we are truly going to live the love of God and care for our neighbors, for Jesus, this includes even those neighbors who curse us and abuse us. Now, most of us would rather discover a way to wreak vengeance on those enemies, especially if that's a way we can do that and I won't get caught. But Jesus is asking us to set aside that urge for violence and vengeance and to love them, to be kind to them, to bless them, and not just after time has passed, but right away. For Jesus, if they hit you, let them hit you again and walk away. If they want your shirt, give them your coat and walk away. If your enemy has an immediate need, then you can provide it. Do just that. Now, Jesus isn't asking any of us to become punching bags or doormats. Boundaries are still an important thing. But Jesus is asking us to set aside that need for violence and vengeance in favor of God's love ringing true. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Calls us to treat not only family and friends, but even strangers and enemies as if they are real people, fellow children of God. And that can be difficult for any of us. There are lots of slogans and memes that you can see that encourage kindness. Things like, if you can be anything in the world, be kind. Or, you don't know what that other person has been through, be kind to them. And on they go, but they are all pointing us to live seeing the people around us as important. Now, most of us believe that we are important, and we hope that we are important to friends and family, to coworkers and fellow students. We also really hope that even strangers can see that we are important and see our need and be willing to help. So today Jesus is calling us to see that the kindness that we hope for is being hoped for by people all around us. Be kind. We all need an ear to listen to us, a helping hand at times. And no one likes to be yelled at, scolded, dressed down, especially by a stranger. Be kind. Jesus is asking us to see all people around us on the level. We all need help. We all can be helpful. We all need care, and we can all be caring for others. We have been really hurt. And sometimes those who have been really hurt around us need patience. We can bring that. We can also see that they are real and see that they are loved. Joy McElroy is the executive director of Cherish All Children. Now, Cherish All Children is a ministry of the ELCA that works with and assists people who have been trapped in child sexual trafficking. And she recently wrote this concerning today's gospel. She said, working with youth who are experiencing deep hardships, youth who are acting out because they have been harmed or kicked out or have never been shown healthy, safe love and care. This is where my mind goes in thinking about this gospel. My colleagues who run emergency shelters and safe homes for youth consistently practice blessing those who may curse them. They understand that youth may lash out at the one person they feel safest with, the person who is showing that no matter what the young person says, they are still going to be there for them. This doesn't mean no boundaries are set, but rather that their response shows love beyond comprehension. As parents, grandparents, and other safe adults in youth's lives, we too can remember the depth of the golden rule and love young people through all of their hardships. We can be the model to share God's mercy and grace to all, praying unceasingly for those who abuse to end their ways, giving generously to those in need, loving and doing good to those who hate. This is no easy path, and our world is in such deep need right now that it may seem beyond comprehension to many of us. But God gives us the power and continually shows us the way. In God's eyes, we are not in a hierarchy. We're not ranked best to worst. We're not some of us on a pedestal. We are all on the same level, beloved children. Sometimes God is not pleased with us, and yet God loves anyway. Sometimes we don't deserve the love, and yet God loves anyway. Today, Jesus is calling us to love anyway. We are not to love only those who are close to us or those who love us. Even criminals do that. We are not to care for someone only because we're expecting great rewards in return, but rather looking for nothing because we know we already have everything. Jesus continues to call us away from judgment and condemnation, and instead to stand strong for all around us, and understanding that today may be the moment of another's greatest trial, and we can be of service to help them through that. We are not to be the judge of who is blessed because we get to share all our blessings. Jesus wants us to stop looking down on one another or looking up in jealousy at what someone else has. We are called to see each other as real people, fellow children of God, followers of Jesus, and standing all on the level. Thanks be to God. Amen.